Good morning. We told you so. This programme has been banging on about this for months, and it was we who were accused of being negative. But we knew, and surely they knew, that there was a fault line at the very heart of the Stormont deal. How could these great minds, these big politicians, not have known?
Things have come to a pretty pass. Our romance is growing flat. For you like this and the other, while I go for this and that. Goodness knows what the end will be. Oh, I don't know where I'm at. It looks as if we two will never be one. Something must be done.
But what we have done is ensured that those who suffer as a consequence of the changes being brought in terms of welfare will then be picked up by a system that we develop ourselves to ensure that no one loses out.
Let's call the whole thing off.
Yes, do you give the same commitment that Sinn Féin have given, that no one in Northern Ireland will be worse off as a result of welfare reform?
Until the executive take a decision on what way they are going to carve up this amount of money and how the recipients of it are going to receive it over the course of the lifetime of the duration of the fund, I don't see how anyone can give that assurance.
Sinn Féin have given the assurance.
Well, they might
carve up the deal with you.
If you like pajamas, I like pajamas.
Well, they might have. That's a question for them to answer.
But how, so the public's been told that you've all come up, the Stormont House Agreement, that's called, that you've come up with an agreement. They're saying this has been agreed, and you're saying it hasn't.
The executive are yet to decide how that money is going to be allocated.
We're very, very clear. No one will have any benefit reduced which is under the authority of the Assembly here or of the Executive. That was our key point on this issue.
You like vanilla and I like vanilla.
Well, I don't think that's possible, and I don't think that that's what we agreed. We cannot say that we are protecting everybody. We are doing our best within the limited resources we have.
How is it not a shambles? How is it not a total farce? Martin McGuinness triggered a crisis at Stormont yesterday by announcing that Sinn Féin was dropping its support for the welfare reform bill. And what we're going to do this morning is step back and step through exactly what was in the public domain. So no secrets, exactly what these politicians knew all along. But let's start with some of what Martin McGuinness said yesterday.
We have always, in the course of that negotiation, been working on the basis that that negotiation would protect people who are present claimants and future claimants, and protect important groups within society, children with disabilities, adults with severe disabilities, the long-term sick, and families with large numbers of children. And that was made very, very clear by us during the course of that negotiation. We have learned in the course of the recent days that the scheme being brought forward by the Minister for Social Development doesn't give full protection to claimants or protection to future claimants. That is absolutely unacceptable. In my opinion, it's bad faith, and we have no other choice but to oppose the final stages of the welfare bill being held in this House later today.
Well, Peter Robinson, the First Minister, was furious.
I have never seen such a dishonourable, ham-fisted statement as the one issued by Sinn Féin today. Indeed, most people are scratching their head, wondering what on earth has Martin McGuinness been taking. There was nobody that had two brain cells to rub together who could have been in any doubt that the coverage of the additional entitlements that we were putting in, which amounted to an average of £90 million a year, was going to cover the losses which Sinn Féin themselves had put at between £450 million and £750 million a year.
Now, I think anybody with even primary school arithmetic knows that £20 million isn't going to cover that.
Now, within the next 3 minutes, I want you to listen really, really carefully as we remind you what the politicians were telling this programme over the last couple of months. There were specific reasons why we were asking these questions. Because as a programme, we had identified, and it didn't take much brain to do this, we had identified that the DUP were saying that they had done one type of deal and Sinn Féin were saying that they had done a completely different deal. It was obvious for all to see. And as you hear this news coverage throughout the rest of the day and the politicians fighting on both sides about what they understood their deal was, keep in mind the next 3 minutes of radio. So Sinn Féin's Conor Murphy on this programme on Christmas Eve, just hours after the Stormont House Agreement was sealed. Here's what he said.
But what we have done is ensured that those who suffer as a consequence of the changes being brought in terms of welfare will then be picked up by a system that we develop ourselves to ensure that no one loses out.
So can you guarantee that for those people currently on a benefit system which will change, none of them will be worse off and no new entrant into the benefit system will be worse off than they would have been last week?
We have agreed a whole range of changes and a range of measures that the executive parties through our own resources would pick up, and that is certainly the intention that we, those who would, and there are a number of people who would lose out, there are a number of people who would be better off in terms of some of the changes that have been put forward, but there are a number who would lose out, and that we ensure that those people don't in fact lose out, that they are maintained at what level they have.
And then the Alliance leader, David Ford, on the same show, on the same day, said something, guess what, completely different. It seems that on welfare reform, Sinn Féin are giving a commitment this morning that no one in this country will be worse off. Do you think that's possible?
Well, I don't think that's possible, and I don't think that that's what we agreed. There is a degree of amelioration, but I simply don't believe that we can say that we will avoid what is happening on the UK picture generally. We cannot say that we are protecting everybody. We are doing our best within the limited resources we have.
After Christmas, the Sinn Féin president, Gerry Adams, spelt out the same pledge from his party.
We're very, very clear. No one will have any benefit reduced which is under the authority of the Assembly here or of the Executive. And that was our key point on this issue.
So when the Deputy First Minister yesterday, Martin McGuinness, was saying he was shocked, he was surprised to know that this deal that would protect absolutely everybody wasn't going to be honoured, did everybody in Sinn Féin, absolutely everybody, just miss what Gregory Campbell had said on the Nolan Live television show just last month?
Do you give the same commitment that Sinn Féin have given, that no one in Northern Ireland will be worse off as a result of welfare reform?
Well, you said that we hadn't made a comment on that, and you're absolutely right.
Well, can you comment now?
Well, I'm going to, yeah. And it is this, that until the executive take a decision on what way they are going to carve up this amount of money and how the recipients of it are going to receive it over the course of the lifetime of the duration of the fund, I don't see how anyone can give that assurance.
Sinn Féin have given the assurance.
Well,
they might carve up the deal with you.
Well, they might have. That's a question for them to answer.
But how, the public's been told that you've all come up, the Stormont House Agreement it's called, that you've come up with an agreement. They're saying this has been agreed and you're saying it hasn't.
The executive are yet to decide how that money is going to be allocated.
And then the Ulster Unionist Party MLA made it crystal clear what their position was. This is Roy Beggs. Is the £565 million, Roy, in your view, is that enough for the Ulster Unionist Party to be confident that you can guarantee the people of Northern Ireland that they will be no worse off under welfare reform?
I don't know how anyone could give that guarantee. There clearly there will be reductions in overall monies paid and benefits because of the changes that are coming. And anyone who is giving cast iron guarantees are very foolish. Undoubtedly, we have difficult choices. I believe that Gerry Adams will be very much a hostage to fortune, and it will be not too long before some claimants will be able to say clearly they have not protected them and changed them. Changes are coming. We have no choice.
And yet Sinn Féin are claiming that they didn't know. And yet Sinn Féin are claiming that they thought there was a deal that would protect everybody all of the time.